tracking honeybees with big data. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. You can thank a honeybee for pollinating about one of every three bites of food we eat. But as I'm sure you've heard, bees are in trouble. They're getting hit hard by pesticides and diseases and pests, and they're losing habitat. A biologist and a computer scientist at Grand Valley State University are using technology to track the health of hives in a new way. They're using the weight of the beehives to see how they're doing. More on that in a minute. My morning with Anne-Marie Favell and Jonathan Inglesma starts with them zipping me into a full-body bee suit.
So it's a little inconvenient to put on. You feel like you're going to be going in a biohazard suit of some sort.
Astronaut suit.
Yeah.
Favell says the bees don't usually sting, but we're wearing these bee suits and gloves just in case.
So, you want to go into a hive?
Sure.
Favell is a biologist, Inglesma is a computer scientist, and both of them are beekeepers.
And I think that the bees are just like the little tip of the iceberg that tell us so much about the pulse of this earth that we live on.
We're walking into the GVSU apiary in Holland to inspect the hives.
That kind of butterscotchy, smelly feet, locker room smell is actually goldenrod nectar being brought in by the bees. It's very distinct.
All nine of the colonies in this little clearing are part of a national project that tracks honeybee health. It's called the Bee Informed Partnership. These two scientists designed a way to learn about the health of a hive from its weight. Favell points to a metal scale on the bottom of a hive.
The hive is at 122.6 pounds. This morning, so there are bees out there foraging.
They can push a button on the scale, download the data to a phone app, and then all that data gets uploaded to the cloud.
Basically, it's a platform that lets us monitor 24/7 the colony. If it's gaining weight during a period of the year where there is forage and nectar sources and pollen sources, we'd expect the weight to be going up or at least changing regularly.
He says you can also see times when a bunch of bees leave the hive. That can signal that something is wrong. Inglesma uses the smoker before they pry open one of the hives.
And then we pop the top.
The puffs of smoke from sumac, citrus peel, and wood shavings mask our scent so we can check on the bees. Favell pulls out the frames one at a time. Everything looks good.
This is a very healthy hive. In fact, it's producing a little bit more fall honey than I expected.
But beekeepers around the country are still losing lots of bees every year. Inglesma says on average, annual losses this year were 44%.
I started keeping bees in the 1980s, and a 10% loss in those days was pretty normal. Now, if you have a 10% loss, you're jumping with joy. So it's much closer to, you know, a third or even more in some localities.
And that's the goal of this project, to bring together a lot of data to see how beekeepers are doing. There are more than 160 scales on hives all over the country so far. But for a data guy, that's nowhere near enough.
I'm a computer scientist, so I love data. So I'd like to see thousands, tens of thousands.
He says now they're working to send data back to beekeepers to take the best care of their bees.
It'd be really great, especially if you're a beginning beekeeper, to get a notification on your phone that says, you know, there's nectar flow in your area. Be sure to give your bees enough space. Or there's high mite counts been detected in your locality. Be sure to be monitoring your colonies and intervening if necessary.
If you keep bees and you want to get involved in the project, you can find out how on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.